Aurelia by E.T.A. Hoffman. Count Hippolytus had just returned from a long time spent in travelling to take possession of the rich inheritance which his father, recently dead, had left to him. The ancestral home was situated in the most beautiful and charming country imaginable, and the income from the property was amply sufficient to defray the cost of the most extensive improvements. Whatever in the way of architecture and landscape gardening had struck the Count during his travels, particularly in England, as specially delightful and apposite, he was going to reproduce in his own domain. Architects, landscape, gardeners, and labourers of all sorts arrived on the scene, as they were wanted, and there commenced at once a complete reconstruction of the place, whilst an extensive park was laid out on the grandest scale, which involved the including within its boundaries the church, the parsonage, and the burial ground. All those improvements the Count, who possessed the necessary knowledge, superintended himself, devoting himself to this occupation body and soul, so that a year slipped away without its ever having occurred to him to take an old uncle's advice and let the light of his countenance shine in the residence before the eyes of the young ladies, so that the most beautiful, the best, and the most nobly born amongst them might fall to his share as wife. One morning, as he was sitting at his drawing-table sketching the grand plan of a new building, a certain elderly baroness, distantly related to his father, was announced as having come to call. When Hippolytus heard her name, he remembered that his father had always spoken of her with the greatest indignation, nay, with absolute abhorrence, and had often warned people who were going to approach her to keep aloof without explaining what the danger connected with her was. If he was questioned more closely...